The computer that solves the puzzle publishes its solution to the rest of the network and collects its reward, new bitcoins. And in the act of solving this puzzle, these computers are actually helping to secure the Bitcoin blockchain and add to the list of transactions. Now, there are actually people all over the world running this software, and we call them Bitcoin miners. Anyone can become a Bitcoin miner. You can go download the software right now and run it on your computer and try to collect some Bitcoins. I can't say that I would recommend it because right now, the puzzle is so hard and the network is so powerful that if I tried to mine Bitcoin on my laptop, I probably wouldn't see any for about 2 million years. The miners, professional miners, use this special hardware that's designed to solve the puzzle really fast. Now, the Bitcoin network and all of this special hardware, there are estimates that the amount of energy it uses is equivalent to that of a small country. So the first set of cryptocurrencies are a little bit slow and a little bit cumbersome. But the next generation is going to be so much better and so much faster. Cryptocurrencies are the first step to a world with a global programmable money. And in a world with programmable money, I can pay anyone else securely without having to sign up or ask permission or do a conversion or worry about my money getting stuck. And I can send money around the world. This is a really amazing thing.